Simon & Schuster Audio presents Arthur Ashe, A Life by Raymond Arsenault, read by Deshaun Kevin Terry. Preface. For the past 10 years, I have enjoyed playing doubles, just about every Sunday morning, on the soft courts of the St. Petersburg Tennis Center, where Arthur Ashe played his final match as an amateur in March 1969, the year I graduated from college. Playing under a high blue Florida sky with old friends, what more could one ask for, aside from a faster serve, a better backhand, and a little luck against left-handers? Of course, even Ashe had trouble against left-handers, especially his nemesis, the great Aussie Rod Laver. So, I shouldn't have been surprised in January 2016 when a crafty left-handed opponent hit a drop shot that caught me off guard, causing me to lunge awkwardly, lose my balance, and fall to the ground, breaking my left wrist in two places. Embarrassed, I joked with friends that my clumsiness proved, once and for all, that I was no Arthur Ashe. Clearly, there is only so much a biographer can learn from his subject. As my doubles partners will attest, immersing myself in all things Ashe has not improved my tennis game, and I still play with more enthusiasm than skill. On the other hand, I feel my continuing encounter with Arthur, it took me several years to reach the point where I felt comfortable referring to him on a first-name basis, has been immensely helpful in other parts of my life. Of all the historical characters I have studied during my long scholarly career, he comes the closest to being an exemplary role model. He wasn't perfect, as the chapters following will demonstrate, and he, like everyone else, was a flesh and blood human being limited by flaws and eccentricities. Yet, through a lifetime of challenges, large and small, he came remarkably close to living up to his professed ideals. As the first black man to reach the upper echelon of a notoriously elitist and racially segregated sport, Ashe exhibited an extraordinary strength of character that eventually made him the most beloved and honored figure in tennis. He was the Jackie Robinson of men's tennis. But unlike the great Brooklyn Dodger star, he was destined to soldier on alone throughout his playing career. On the men's tour of the 1960s.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?